Software company Adapt IT is targeting reduced debt. That's with its net gearing ratio having hit 65%. As a result, it's withheld its final dividend. And joining me now with some insight on the company's plans going forward is CEO Sipho Tshabalala. Thanks so much, Sipho, for joining us this evening. So the big focus, as I say, is bringing down your debt levels. That's with your net gearing ratio having hit 65%. Now, what are you targeting, you know, on a more sustainable level as so far as that debt is concerned, and what's the plan to actually getting there?
Well, I think it would be important for me to tell you why our debt went up. You know, our debt levels went up to the gearing ratio to about 65%, based on our strategic intent of mainly doing acquisitions. As our share price became depressed, we decided to use cash for our acquisitions. And therefore, when you do that, your cash gets under pressure, and therefore gearing was, we utilized gearing. And there were a few other unplanned investments that we made, which drove the gearing ratio up. Our target gearing ratio is 50%, and that's a soft target that we've set as a business, you know, that we're really comfortable with. But as a cash generative business, if you remember, Adapt IT as a software business has always been cash generative. We believe that our cash generation will get us there.
Okay, so let's hone in then on where exactly you've been spending. Yes. And how quickly it's going to you know, see you be able to reduce those debt levels.
Right. So we've been spending our money firstly on the acquisitions, the supplementary acquisitions that we've done. We did two acquisitions to supplement our education business, mm-hmm. and then two to supplement our communications business. Those businesses have grown more than 20% each. So we're quite happy with the integration of those acquisitions. But where we're spending our money is in supplementing the business. And therefore, you know, the second element of spending the money has been on the share buyback. We communicated that our share was undervalued, and you know, it was trading on an EV multiple that was below what the potential acquisitions were looking for. And we decided, you know, we erred on the side of prudence and said let's rather buy our own share, because there are no integration costs.
Yeah.
And we know what we're buying.
Give us a better sense of the business though, Sipho. Sure. Because you know, as a result of the acquisitions, you've seen revenues up 8% for the year to the end of June. Headline earnings per share, however, decreasing 8%. So what kind of organic growth are you seeing in the current climate?
So the overall growth was 14% on a like for like basis, because we did sell an unstrategic business in the last financial year. On a like-for-like basis, we grew 14%. Of the 14%, 9% came from the acquisitions, the new business. But 5% was from organic growth. And that for us says it's a tough market, as we communicated at half year, that South Africa was a really tough market. But we also looked at our growth outside of South Africa. Now our business is diversified. We are at 24% outside of South Africa. So we're growing the non-South African business, the international business. But you know, we're quite comfortable with where we are, where we're landing up.
If we look at things on a divisional basis, manufacturing business seeing growth of 26%.
Yes.
It's made a 21% contribution to revenue. What's driving that? Because, you know, we look at the data, the economic data points that come through, and that's showing a sector in a slump.
That certainly is true. The sector is in a slump. But what that does is it creates opportunities for software businesses, because then efficiencies become important for such businesses. So therefore, they buy our software to give them a differentiation. And therefore, you know, that's the trick around the software business that we're in. You know, we find that when sectors are doing, you know, when there's competition in the sector, then we have a better opportunity to do business.
I've got to ask you, you know, on the flip side of manufacturing and what you're seeing there, you're seeing your energy business see a 30% decrease in revenue. Talk us through what exactly is playing out there.
Well, in the energy sector, you know, we had a bumper year in the previous financial year, where this business performed, and part of its performance was an involvement in a project that came to an end in the financial year, but we weren't able to replace that fast enough for us not to incur costs. So that's why you're seeing quite a decline in that business, because you know there is a project that came to an end, and it did affect the performance of that business. But you know, we did install new management in that business, and it's on a turnaround. So we're comfortable with you know, its prospects into the future.
Let's leave it there, Spoo. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Adapt IT, Spoo Shabalala.